Joining me now on the post-game show is Chillicothe coach Tim Kuhl. And, Coach, what a difference a half makes. It's not that you all played all that bad in the first half, but really some things were working well for Stratford. And it looks like, did you make a couple of adjustments? What was the halftime talk like going into that locker room?
Well, I tell you, you know, we had only given up 25 points, so we were on pace to hold them under 50 or right at 50. But we really hadn't played real well defensively. They got, of their 25 points, I would say, you know, 14, 15 of them were pretty easy. And we really pride ourselves on not giving up anything easy. And so we talked about, you know, make everything hard. You know, we really had to do a good job of guarding our guy. We had to keep our guy in front. And I tell you, Stratford does run really good stuff. And so the adjustment we made, we really didn't make one. We just reminded our guys what we needed to do. And they went out there and executed. I told them in the locker room, the word that I keep thinking about is just grit. Like, how tough are our guys? I mean, just so tough and gritty and play so hard and play well together. To hold that team to 13 points in the second half was an amazing achievement. Like, I can't even tell you how amazing that is to hold Stratford to 13.
A lot of whistles in the game, of course, when you start getting down and your offense is working, you kind of have to try and foul. And I had Stratford with 11 fourth-quarter fouls, and that's a bunch. And to your boys' credit, you all shot the ball pretty well at the free-throw line.
Yeah, you know, and I thought we handled – they run really good pressure packages too, so I thought we handled the ball really well. We saw the open man who was stretching behind their defense and got it to them several times. There are so many individuals that played well, but – it's just the team thing. I mean, just the team thing, and they're playing for each other. I don't know if Stratford realizes how big we can grow them in Northern Missouri. But Walker Graves, 26 points and 12 rebounds, and the MVP of this game. I mean, he was great. He was 8 for 8 from the field, didn't miss a shot from the field, and just rebounded everything in sight. I mean, he just played. He played great, like not good game, great game. And so did a bunch of other guys. I thought C.J. Path came off the bench for us and then played pretty much the whole second half, played really well. But all of our guys, Jack again, had to handle a lot of pressure. Adler took big charges in the second half. It was just an unbelievable game. I tell you, right at the end of the first half, John Burke and Isaiah Boone really gave us a lift with a little back cut. Booney hits John on a back cut layup. That cut their lead to 7, and that changed the complexion of the whole game right there. Instead of being down 9 or 10 because they were going to hold the ball, we were suddenly right there down 7.
A couple of things to expand on. Walker Graves, people in the MEC in North Missouri know all about Walker and his skill level, but when a team that's not used to seeing a Walker Graves, it looks like as this game go on, Stratford was kind of looking at what kind of man machine is this guy and how do we slow him down. In the fourth quarter, Walker just exploded. Oh. And the reason he's able to get a lot of those points is just great ball movement amongst the other four players.
Yeah, that was great passing. Adler, so unselfish. You know, he was looking for Walker all night, especially that second half. And we thought if we could isolate them one-on-one in the post, we had a big advantage. They're so good with help defense, so we had to do some things just to try to make sure it was a one-on-one play. And our guys on the perimeter, CJ, Jack, Wesley, Connor, those guys, Hayden, those guys shoot it well enough that they had to respect the outside shot, so they couldn't dig that weak side guy clear down. So did a great job getting the ball to Walker, and then he finished stuff around the basket all night long. But, just a great team effort. I'm so proud of these guys just because they play so hard. You know, it doesn't matter if we're down at the half, whatever it is, they're just going to come out and play as hard as they can. They just compete. They're gritty.
Next up for you is a Tuesday 7 o'clock game at Cameron High School with Excelsior Springs, a team we've played before, but second time around usually is a little bit tougher. So I know these guys aren't going to take anyone lightly, and they're going to be ready.
Oh, no. And we've got such experienced, mentally tough guys. I really don't see us coming out flat. I told them to enjoy this one until practice on Monday, and then we'll get after it Monday and get ready to play Tuesday. We went and scouted Excelsior just last week, and they've got some really good pieces. And so our guys know we've got to come out and be ready to play, and I'm very confident that we'll be ready. It's just a matter of going out there and executing what we want to do, and our guys are great at that too.